This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday edition where you are free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves with me, Mark.
And Daryl.
And Jackie.
Daryl, I somehow didn't turn your mic on. Terribly sorry.
And Daryl.
There you go. That makes it better in some small way. Speaking of you, Daryl, you brought in some show prep that caught my attention. Apparently, there's some folks in the Republican Party that are questioning. So the claim is the people in the Republican Party are questioning the IQ of women.
Yeah.
This article sounds biased as hell to me already.
Of course it is. And I don't, you know, necessarily agree with everything in here. It comes from Newsweek. It's an opinion piece written by Chelsea Handler and Glenn Handler.
Chelsea Handler, wasn't it the lady who had the late night talk show?
Yes.
Okay.
And I have no clue who Glenn is, but they've got the same last name.
Yep.
The piece begins, lately, it's been hard not to notice the resurgence of the grand old patriarchal political strategy of demonizing women. Republicans have been championing forced birthing and state control of the nation's uteri for decades, but now the right wing appears to have officially adopted the modern witch trial as the proper antidote to noisy Democratic women. The witch trial of Hillary Clinton is the most famous right-wing success story.
Okay, so we have to go, because the Democratic Party put up the worst possible candidate, we have to make sure that we talk about her gender, because that's important. The people that are all upset about Hillary Clinton being marginalized because she's a woman did not vote for Sarah Palin. All right?
Sarah Palin wasn't actually the candidate, and
she was
technically
one of the candidates.
Hold on. Technically, on election day, Hillary Clinton was not the candidate either. People vote for a slate of electors who then vote for the presidential candidate.
Pedantic talk live.
Yep, no one cares. So
I'm just pointing out.
I'm pointing out, Daryl, and this is
Sarah
really
Palin
important.
Was attached
to John McCain,
you care about the warmonger.
Yeah, look, Daryl. Nobody needs a lesson in electoral politics when we're talking about gender
Hillary
and someone's
Clinton,
vote.
Also a warmonger, by
right,
the way.
I understand that's, but if people claim that it's about gender, then they need to vote based on gender. Gender's a terrible way to select a candidate because half of the planet is female, half of the planet's male. So
actually, slightly over half is female.
Right. Whatever. No one cares. Again, and so. You know, I just find this so disingenuous when somebody will actually put pen to paper, probably just typing actually, and you know, write some screed about how some group of people is sexist because they didn't like their criminal that they put up for a vote. Go ahead, please.
Again, talking about the supposed witch trial of Hillary Clinton. Again, I don't necessarily agree with what's being written here. I just thought it was interesting.
Oh, yeah, it's interesting.
By betraying a hardworking policy wonk, healthcare champion, and former senator and secretary of state as an evil witch, the Republican Party was able to bless this great country with a nationwide expansion of Trump University. Who needs a smart, boring woman when a philandering male, megalomaniac, and bankruptcy filing expert brings so much more to the table, right?
Look, the reason the people vote the way they vote is got to be baffling. It's baffling to me.
Yeah.
I have no idea how these two candidates showed up or why people would vote for them, but they did. And, you know, is Hillary Clinton got a higher IQ? Maybe. I don't know. Does she certainly seem experienced in her job? Yes, her job is organized crime by the standard of government, right? So yeah, she's good. She's good at that. She's certainly a policy wonk. She can talk the best of them into the dirt. But so, I mean, you know, I don't know why people voted for Trump, but they did. And
yeah,
if you like the idea of democracy, here's some democracy. Enjoy.
I guess I just fundamentally reject the whole premise of the article, which is that it's something peculiar to Republicans. And I'm not a fan of Republicans, but that it's something peculiar to Republicans that they are the ones, the only ones that are questioning the intelligence of female politicians. Because, like, Sarah Palin, everybody made fun of her.
Right.
She was genuinely dumb.
I loved the Saturday Night Live skits where they had Tina Fey portraying Sarah Palin. I thought Tina Fey was a better Sarah Palin than Sarah Palin was.
And I don't think it's even necessarily gendered because, I mean, we made fun of we made fun of Dan Quayle. Like, yeah. You know, stupid male politicians and get made fun of as well.
People made fun of Dan Quayle because he spelled potato the British way.
No.
Yeah, it was
he
more
put
like
an E on potato, yeah, and then people are, he's so dumb, potato don't have an E.
It doesn't in Britain either, Daryl.
Yeah, they say that's a archaic spelling.
No, it just, what it was he was confusing. When you spell potatoes, plural, it's E-S.
Well,
yeah, and
tomato.
Tomatoes, potatoes, he spelled the plural with an E-S, and so he just chopped off the S and thought that's the singular, and it's like, no, when you have nouns that end with vowels, a lot of times in English, because it's regular, not every time, but most of the time it's plural by adding an E-S after right. An O. And so, Daryl, you're completely wrong. It's not that it's the British spelling at all.
Well, either way,
I see it in the dictionary where it says British. It's also an acceptable spelling to have an E at the end.
No.
I would have to agree with
that. I'm the professional editor in the room. No, it's not.
All I'm going to say is that if somebody's political career is made or ruined based on how well they can spell one word one time, that's, another terrible way to decide who's going to, you know, be one heartbeat away from the most powerful person in the planet.
Howard Dean's candidacy was derailed because he made a weird scream.
Ah!
Yeah, I know. And it's like, looking at all the things that Trump has said and done, and then looking back and go, scream derail Howard Dean?
The question we have to ask, is our children learning?
Yeah. Put food on your family. Like, there were books that went out of just Bush malapropisms where he garbled words. Like, he had, some sort of, you know, I don't know, oral dyslexia, practically.
Yeah. Well, whatever. I mean, it doesn't mean he's stupid, right? But it doesn't mean he's smart, either. It doesn't mean anything.
And people routinely make fun of how dumb Trump is.
I would point out that what it takes to become president shows nothing about the skill set of what it is to be president. So, there's a set of skills that would make you a great president. There's a set of skills that will get you into office. And those skills on the Venn diagram, and if you don't know what a Venn diagram is, stop voting. If you on the Venn diagram, nearly don't touch.
Yeah, they overlap a little bit, but not a lot. And it's very hard to find somebody that has all of them.
So let's go to the phones here. We got Shelley calling in from New Hampshire. Shelley, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi.
Hello.
Is Mark there?
Tis I, Shelley.
You, okay. I talked to you yesterday.
Yes, I thought it was a great call, too.
Thank you. But after listening to the gentleman who called in, it was like, and thank you, because you said, no, I didn't hear her say that, and you didn't hear me say that. I was not casting.
Didn't hear who say what, because there are a lot of people that weren't listening to the show last night.
At this point, it's just you and I, Shelley.
Okay. He thought I was giving you a hard time because of a comment I made about the natives and, you know, the money and I don't even know how to explain it. But in any event, I was kind of upset with this business of, you know, well, there you're taking our money and, you know, you're paying for it, we're paying, and all this talk about money was just got to me. And I was not saying anything negative about you, Mark, at all.
Thank you, Shelley. I think that the comment is, and I know I have the reason I'm bringing it up here, Shelley, is because I know that we've got somebody in the room that will argue your side on this. Is that I had made the comment that I think that if a person avails themselves of government assistance in any way, shape, or form, that they should have to have their tubes tied first.
That was one of the things, right?
And, you know, it's a shocking statement. It's intended to be shocking, but I do truly believe it. I think that if somebody, you know, if you want to get this money from the government, you need to have some skin in the game. but I know that you're going to get some disagreement, so I'm going to just hold you over, if you don't mind, Shelley. If you would, please. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-3 here on Free Talk Live.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign a petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card size tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, live Sunday edition. Mark with you.
And Daryl.
And Jackie.
The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. And Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialist, City Gifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it's now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash, BCH. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.com. Giftcards.bitcoin.com. Pick the gift card you want, and be sure to check the gift card that you purchase is available in your country. Follow the instructions on the screen. Make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight, and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. They've got gift cards from Applebee's, Domino's, Home Depot, Uber, Hotels.com, Nike, and hundreds more. It's giftcards.bitcoin.com. Try to make it easy for you there, and I went ahead and messed it up. Giftcards.bitcoin.com. Let's go back to the phones. We had Shelly, who called in last night and was just trying to, you know, assure me that I'm not the terrible person that maybe some other caller made me out to be. But I felt like Shelly didn't got kind of short shrift last night. It's a faster paced show on a Saturday night.
Yep.
Lots of callers. And also we have some disagreement in the studio as to my particular opinion, and my opinion can be summed up relatively easily. Keep welfare the way it is, because it's everybody has some change to welfare. My one change would be let anybody have welfare they want, and just go ahead and make sure that they get their tubes tied. And when I say tubes tied, I don't mean a tubal ligation. I mean either a vasectomy or a tubal ligation, for those who know the difference. So, Shelly, does that sound about right to you?
Yeah, that was your position. And I thought, well, why not just, you know, cut off the pinky finger if they have to have some skin in the game? I mean, it just seemed like it was kind of barbaric.
Well, people that for one of the reasons is people that are on welfare are more likely to have children that end up on welfare too. And I'm using welfare as a general term here, not as a specific term.
So let me ask this question for you, Mark. Let's say it's a single father, not a single mother.
Yep.
Would you require him to get the snippity snip?
Yeah, sure. He just said that.
Absolutely. Yes. Because first off, we have problems that are population based in this country. Go out west. Those people are running out of water. And the reason is the water's all jugged up in all these people that live out there. Well, this might be a population solution. It's certainly a possibility. Also, how are you going to move the human species forward? Well, you might presume that people who are able to make more money have higher IQs. You certainly can presume that they're better at navigating society as a whole. And you also aren't sure exactly whether or not the people that are currently on welfare today actually need it. And if you had to get an operation in order to get it, and by the way, the government would pay for that operation. If you had to get an operation to get it, I'll bet you they'd be a little more certain. Maybe they could have just asked mom for to make the next month's rent.
Okay, so, Mark, I think there's a couple things going on here.
Sure.
One, I don't think we ever want to get the government in the position of deciding who should or should not be sterilized for any reason, because whenever they've done that in the past, it's been bad.
Yeah, like, they generally have
been
ugly.
Don't give them that power and assume that they're only going to use it the way you want them to use it. Two, ever since the welfare reforms during the Clinton era, we don't really see this generational, like, lifetime use of welfare anymore. Like, they
you
actually
see a lifetime use of welfare, but you do see generational welfare.
But it's very temporary
also,
for most people.
If you look at people who use the, if you look at the welfare that is used, because what they'll do is they'll attribute the welfare to the child than rather to the mother. Well, if a mother has five children, she is availing herself of welfare for a longer period of time.
Yeah, but it's still a very temporary thing for most people on welfare. And three, I find a lot of times conservatives and libertarians like to call any government program that they don't personally benefit from that someone else does, oh, that's welfare, we shouldn't have that, or there should be consequences. And any government program they do personally benefit from, well, that's just me getting my money's worth out of the taxes I've paid.
Well, I'll be abundantly clear here. I think we should end all government programs.
We're in agreement on that.
I don't believe in an institutionalized force.
Yeah, but are you going to collect, you know, should you have to go or... you know, now it's probably you've already had your kids, but should you have had to have gone and gotten a vasectomy before you want to drive on the roads because you're using government roads?
Well, the government took my money for the roads.
Okay, but they took these people's money for the welfare.
In a lot of cases, they didn't.
Except I mean, most people are on there temporarily. They've either have paid in or they will pay in at some point in the future.
All they're doing when they go on welfare is admitting that they haven't been able to handle life up on its own terms.
Yeah, and for most people, they're going through a temporary problem. And I think some of those problems are actually created by the government. Like, we do a lot of things to make it difficult for people to make a living and support themselves. So, one, there a lot of times people end up in this situation more through the government's fault than through their own poor decisions.
I'm not calling this a punishment.
Yeah.
Most of these people, having children is a bad idea. I mean, that's my standing position.
But most people having children is a bad idea.
Ladies and gentlemen of America, I think you're probably bad parents. That's what I believe.
The problem is I don't want to give, like, if I could be dictator of the world or you could be dictator of the world and we could decide who could and couldn't breed and who did or didn't have to get sterilized, maybe that would go great.
We need to have a step in that direction,
but
don't we?
No, because the people who are going to end up using that are the ones who are going to seek out the positions where they get to decide who does or doesn't get sterilized are the ones that have an agenda. Like, who pursues political careers? Who pursues life, you know, long-term, lifetime government jobs? Now, sometimes they're just doing it because, oh, it's a steady paycheck. But if you give people more and more power over people's lives, you're going to get more and more sociopathic people seeking out those positions. We don't randomly assign people to government or to government jobs.
You're saying this is more power for the government? Because already the government takes from me as much money as they want to distribute in whatever way they want. All I'm saying is there should be a criteria put in place.
And I'm saying that even the micromanaging we have now, like if you want to have...
That micromanaging fails.
Yes. And so if you want to have, I mean, the libertarian solution to have a welfare program without all the other problems with it is we should just have a universal basic income.
Ah!
Like, I'm with Sarah on this. Yes.
This is a terrible idea.
No, it's if the alternative is the current welfare system...
Let Shelley chime in here. We've talked over her for 6 minutes.
I'm too busy laughing.
Thanks for the call, Shelley. I do appreciate it. a UBI is only going to incentivize worse behavior. I mean, look, when you're talking about human beings, the vast majority of them are domesticated primates, all right? And all I'm talking about is controlling your breeding program here for a second. That these people, they're not thinking about in any cases, why should we be having kids? Should we not be having kids? How are we going to handle school?
Should everybody get permission from some bureaucrat before they do have kids?
No, I made it very clear what I thought the best program was. Now remember, Jackie's going to sit there and defend people's right to kill their fetuses.
If somebody,
however, when
support.
I suggest that somebody just be disallowed from creating fetuses, I'm a monster.
I'm just trying to figure out how far you want this government permission of childbirth to go.
I've made it clear how far I want it to go. You avail yourself of a government program that's funded by force out of somebody else's wallet. You need to
send your kids to school. You get the snippety snip.
That'd be awesome. 855-450-3733. Kill public school in an instant.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Accolades, honors, and heartfelt remembrances for former President George W. Bush, who died Friday night in Houston at the age of 94. His career in public service remains largely unmatched.
We have fought the good fight, and we've kept the faith, and I believe I have upheld the honor of the presidency of the United States.
Bush would go on to see two of his sons, George and Jeb, become governors.
I, George Walker Bush, do solemnly swear.
Then in 2000, his son George became president of the United States. Former President Bush will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol Rotunda on Monday, allowing the public to pay its respects. A state funeral will be held on Wednesday, and his burial in Texas is on Thursday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work, because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today, for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, live Sunday edition. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
And Jackie.
Number's 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. We'll get to your calls here in just one moment. I want to tell you about, well, Romance of the Rails. Everyone loves a choo-choo train.
Woof, woof.
But they've outlived their usefulness, buoyed by our nostalgia and propelled by our tax dollars. In his new book, Romance of the Rails, Why Passenger Trains We Love Are Not the Transportation We Need, train historian Randall O'Toole covers the illustrious history of the locomotive and unwinds our fond memories from fantasy. Published by the Cato Institute, Romance of the Rails is the perfect gift for those that love trains. Get Romance of the Rails by Randall O'Toole at Amazon and all major bookstores. It's Romance of the Rails. Actually, we did an interview, and you have to go through the archives at archives.freetalklive.com. Look for Randall O'Toole's name. It's within the last week or so that we put it on. I thought it was great. Guy knows a lot about trains. Romance of the Rails. Let's go to the phones. Michelle calling in from Virginia. Michelle, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes. I was concerned about what seems to be...
Michelle. Are you trying to listen to us on your radio? Yep. Because it sounds like there's a radio playing in the background.
I was, but I'm not now.
Okay, great. All right. Well,
excellent.
Okay. So my point is that you seem to be directing the conversation. I mean, you have had a random selection of topics tonight, but you're talking about what seems to be gall directed at welfare recipients, and you spoke about getting, you know, your two-side male or female. And I'm just wondering why you, if you're incensed about taxpayer money coming out of you from certain programs, farmers are on welfare, subsidized farmers, nations get money from the United States, they're on welfare.
I remember my family's from the Midwest, and there's an old saying is that we bury everybody 6 feet in the ground except for farmers. We bury them 3 feet in the ground so they can still get their hand out from the government payout.
Exactly.
It's absolutely true. Yeah.
So I'm just saying that why are you not counting the other recipients in the world that benefit from American welfare? Why are you zoning in on poor people? The problem is that because people will not abide by the Holy Bible, you will always have poor people. So, I mean, in other words, there's no point in even thinking about it because that's the problem, that people won't believe the Bible. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thank you for the call, Michelle. I'll address that. And what I would say here is that obviously, as a libertarian, somebody who doesn't believe in state influence at all, I don't think that any country should be getting money from the United States. Nor do I think that, and I also would call subsidies for farming welfare too. Honestly,
right. So Elon Musk and Ted Turner, they should wind up getting
corporate welfare. Well, okay,
yeah,
Daryl,
corporate
please
welfare.
Don't mischaracterize my statement. My statement isn't anybody who's ever gotten welfare needs to be tackled and have their gonads ripped out, okay? It is that you would knowingly enter into an agreement that if you're going to receive or continue to receive, given, you know, government funding in a given way, and obviously, as a society, we'd have to come decide which programs that would be and which ones they wouldn't. The government's going to hand out subsidies, right? Like, what's the old Reagan statement is that, you know, if it moves, tax it. If it stops moving, subsidize it. And I don't know. It's
something along those lines.
It goes from there. So governments love subsidies. There's no doubt. And I like the point that Michelle made. I think that's really relevant, is that there's lots of types of welfare out there, and thank God she called in with it. I don't have that particularly rounded out. What I'm saying is you know, it seems to me if you're going to receive money for living, then, you know, you've at that point shown that you can't handle life. And Michelle agreed, right? Like she said, you know, if you're not living by the way the Holy Bible tells you to live, then you have a mess of your life. And maybe she's right.
Actually, I think she was saying it was other people not living by the Bible and not taking care of the poor as Jesus commanded them to.
Perhaps.
Is why we have poverty. I don't think she was saying that it was necessarily poor people's fault, but that our society in general is not behaving biblically or following Jesus' teachings.
I can't do anything about that.
Yeah, Jesus was very specific about giving people food and shelter and clothing.
But he was pretty specific about not taking, like, Jesus wouldn't have been for theft and
yeah,
right. getting funded off
yeah,
of that.
Yeah, so no, I'm not saying that he would argue for a government welfare program. I think if I'm assuming what she meant by people not living biblically, meaning we have poor people, is that people voluntarily in society are not doing all that they were commanded to do for the poor.
There you go. I don't know.
Now, I've got a further question, because I really do want to, you know, like, flesh out the details of your proposal here. Somebody that takes a government job as, you know,
Condition of employment.
Don't tip me, Daryl.
Yeah.
No. You made a proposal.
Why wouldn't we sterilize people who take government money in the form of a job?
Because at that point, the government has claimed a monopoly in many areas, and like, say, trash pickup or, you know, firemen and these sorts of things. And you aren't going to get – you aren't going to be able to wrest that out of their hands by requiring people to, you know, get their tubes.
But, I mean, you're the one that's arguing that we should do this because these are somehow
– because it'll save
lower,
money.
Yeah, and that they're lower quality people. So if somebody isn't, you know, good enough to find a job in the private sector, if they have to go take a government job,
and the
US why not
Supreme
sterilize
Court,
them too, Mark?
The Supreme Court upheld hiring requirements that exclude high IQ people from being police officers.
That's the way they did.
You say that you want low IQ people to not reproduce, but yet you're okay with police officers who are government employees not getting snippety-snipped as part of your thing of everybody that gets government funding gets snippety-snipped.
I think it's impractical.
How about getting sterilized as a condition of joining the military? I mean, that's most of what they do isn't actually necessary.
I think it's impractical.
Giant make-work scheme. So
your entire plan is impractical.
Yeah.
Well, we're consistent with it.
All I'm saying, but look, they've already gotten criteria like let's give drug testing to welfare recipients and that sort of
thing.
Let's
give drug testing to congressmen.
All I'm saying is this is something we can sell to the Democrats. Democrats love the idea of a dead baby, right? Like they're all about
that.
Let's give drugs to congressmen.
And
like,
so I'm just saying, I'm for dead babies.
How about whenever somebody is convicted and sent to prison, why not sterilize them?
They're getting
free food and lodging.
They're being incarcerated.
That's why I don't think that criminals should go to prison.
Your child is 20 times more likely to go to prison if you've been in prison. So there's a pretty good argument for that.
You could say if you want it to still be voluntary, you could say like, okay, either you get sterilized and we feed you, or you got to see what you can buy with the 16 cents an hour you make.
Well, in Florida, they didn't pay you anything. Perhaps they would offer some certain amount of time off your sentence for a sterilization. I don't see any particular problem with that either.
Here's the great thing about Freedom Mark is if you really think poor women should be sterilized, you could pay them to do that right now with your own money.
I'm down with that. Tell me where this charity is. I just don't have the time to create
Planned Parenthood.
Planned Parenthood is providing abortions for poor women, and
they also provide birth control.
Yep, they do that too.
I got my IUD and my before that Norplant from Planned Parenthood.
Yep, there you go. So, and like I'll point out, the vast majority of abortions in this country occur to people in the bottom quintile and the second to bottom quintile. That's the vast majority of them.
And with women who already have children.
Well, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about income quintiles here.
Yeah, but if your idea is to stop stupid people from breeding, they already have.
Relate IQ to income. And there's some relation. Not a lot. Not like super, super related.
You can also look at zoning laws and regulations that prohibit people from running businesses out of their home. There are all kinds of things that you could look at.
Yeah. I'm saying that there's a correlation.
There's a correlation to a lot of things.
I got a bunch of calls here. I see you guys are all upset. The number is 855-450-3733.
Well, when Mark says stupid stuff, people got to call him out.
Oh, no. Wow. I'm trying to get rid of the problem. The number is 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
And I'm just trying to get you to be consistent in your proposal.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org. Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.Global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.Global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page, and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.Global. That's AnyPay.Global.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday edition. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
And Jackie.
Number's 855-450-3733. Let's get some of these calls. Robert in Virginia. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, is this speaking with me, Rob Clark, or Dave?
What was that?
This is Robert Clark. I was thinking about, this is a term that I've been putting together, an idea about where B12 is normally not taken up by plants. Across the whole board of food, yet a
okay. B12 is a vitamin.
B12. Yeah, that's the thing that vegans are deficient in, if because that they have to take supplements for. Because if you don't eat any sort of meat or dairy product, you don't get B12 in your diet.
And what's it called? Does it have another name?
Just B12.
Vitamin B12.
Okay.
Right. A cocoa bean carries a small trace of B12, so just one mushroom. So it begs the idea that maybe some plants can take it in, but they haven't produced the technology. It means bacteria is a helpful ingredient, but one thing they're missing out on is light and temperature. I went to the internet and studied different forms of ability to accomplish this goal. Every time they miss out on light and temperature, they know bacteria works because they have to get that mushroom to take a B12, but they're missing out one part of the formula. And the reason why I say this is because during biblical times, like we're going back to Adam and Eve time, during the time, the Bible indicates you take care of my animals, but you partake anything of the garden. That would beg the reason maybe their B12 would got consumed from plants more readily than it does now. So I looked up the idea.
I suppose I wouldn't use the Bible as a historical reference, though. I mean, it's difficult to know what they mean at any given time.
It's just a statement made. So it begs that reason why they lived so much longer, 900 years.
No, they didn't live at all.
But anyway, their first son was the first time indicated they developed the eating of meat that far back. And even after Noah, they said, now it's okay if we eat meat. But anyway, back to the
Abel was a shepherd, so right. I mean, one would presume that Adam and Eve were eating meat too.
One of them.
Well, they could have just been using it for cloth.
Abel's son developed the concept of eating meat for the first time in history. Anyway, back to the time that where they used chambers today to put people into to help burn patients recover from bad burns. They push in oxygen. They heal rapidly. They're saving their lives. This is a true instrument we have today.
All right.
So I thought maybe back then, biblical times, the pressure used to be high because the cloud formation was constant. You had high atmospheric pressure all the time. People heal rapidly, and the clouds help protect you from the nitrogen in the air was high. That blocks harmful rays. That might be the reason why they had B12. So that led me, maybe scientists should look into that idea of blocking certain rays at temperature low.
I don't think there's been that significant of atmospheric change since biblical times, like in human history. There's definitely been some changes in temperatures up and down, but substantial changes in like the composition of the gases in the air, I think that predates human civilization by quite a bit.
Yeah, I think that Robert, probably the best thing to do is... Try to find some scientists that are into this stuff and you know, get your ideas in front of them, because I think that, you know, maybe you've got something on here. I don't know. I would not be able to say.
Your point of trying to genetically modify plants to produce more B12 is a very good idea.
Yeah, if it can be done a little bit, then you can do it more.
Monsanto can do it.
Yeah, it can be done.
I mean, there's both traditional, you know, breeding different varieties of plants and straight up gene splicing. So it would be pretty good if you could find a way for vegans to get B12 without having to go to supplements. Because I know that's one of the biggest drawbacks of mellitus. I know. But there's people who don't want to eat meat for various reasons.
Yep.
And that's one of the biggest drawbacks is the B12.
Thanks for the call, Robert. Appreciate it.
Don't some of the new veggie burgers that are supposed to be like meat, you know, have some of the B12? In there or no?
I think it depends. Like, a lot of vegan products, I think, do add a B12 supplement because it's a known deficiency. I'm not even really sure how they source it for vegans because, vegans don't even like to eat honey because it's sourced from animals. So,
what do they think about lab-grown meat? Let's go to the calls here. We got Wikawea calling in on the Discord line. Wikawea, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey there. I just wanted to pick up on the debate that was going on about education earlier.
Yeah.
You were kind of debating on whether or not standards are really declining or not. And, I just wonder if, a lot of people perceive them to be declining. I don't know, but I think that sometimes I think it might be to do with, disruptive pupils rather than, a dumbed down syllabus, because certainly here in the UK, there are less selective schools than there used to be. And I think it might be the case in the US. I mean, you're like the main kind of US American high school system. Those are not selective at all, right? I think they just take anyone.
Well, they not just take anyone. They have to take pretty much everyone.
Right, because of compulsory education, everyone under a certain age, and that age varies state to state, must go to a school. And then you do run into that problem of kids that don't want to be there. What are they going to do? They've got a couple of options. Either they can just sit quietly and be bored all day, or they can act out.
Yeah.
They've definitely made it harder to expel people, but then one way they've been dealing with it is they've then criminalized a lot of acting out in school. So they're like, oh, we can't expel this kid, but we can arrest him and send him to jail. And so there's kind of a problem in which you're having more discipline problems because you can't expel people as easily as they used to. But then they deal with that by just throwing them in jail, which doesn't help anybody.
Yeah, well, actually, you know, even here in the UK, not a lot of people know this, but our main state school system is modeled on the American system, and I think that change was made about 20, 30 years ago, and it was actually brought in by the left. You know, most of the time when we copy America, it's coming from the right. But this was done by the left, and they did it because they said it was a more inclusive system, and it was going to result in more social mobility, and it actually had the opposite effect. Because the system that it replaced was a system of selective state schools, but the ones that got the worst pupils were maybe not very good, but the ones that got the best students had really high standards, and those were mostly poor children. 70% of them identified themselves as working class. And if you compare that to
the system today where they're not selective, and they said that that's because it would be a more inclusive system, and it's a total disaster in comparison.
Yeah. Another movement that's happened in American education that I think is causing some problems is it's called mainstreaming, and so they take kids who before would have been in special education because of, you know, cognitive or developmental disabilities or behavioral problems, and they say, well, oh, well, schools, you know, because of the way the funding formulas work,
they're differently abled.
Yeah, but they're putting them in, like, regular classrooms, and so you have a situation in which kids who have problems for whatever reason and would have been in a special ed classroom are now put in a mainstream, put into a regular classroom with all the other students, and so some of them, to begin with, had behavioral issues because of some of their developmental disabilities, or now they're really frustrated because they don't understand what's going on, and now they're more likely to act out. So I think mainstreaming has caused a lot of harm, but that was in response to the funding formula, bribing people to shove everybody over into special ed and then not give them an adequate education. So it's one of those situations where they created a new government program to address the problems created by another government program, which was addressing problems created by another government program. And it's like, you know, perverse incentives all the way down, where they just screwed up the incentives and then they just keep compounding the problem instead of rolling back the original problem.
Right. And Wikipedia, you mentioned that the British system is based on the American system. Well, the American system was based on the Prussian system.
We've all been invaded by the Germans.
It also is to produce, like, good little factory workers, and that's not...
Everybody can agree on that.
Yeah,
right? Like, it doesn't matter where you are in the political paradigm, is that schools today in the United States, and presumably Britain, if Wikipedia is to be believed, were designed to produce factory workers. We don't need factory workers in America. As a matter of fact, factory workers, the amount of jobs are down, not up. We need... Well, we need information age workers, we need healthcare workers, but not factory workers.
We need people who can learn how to learn and not how to pick up and drop things to the ringing of a bell.
How Absolutely. To learn, not what to learn. And that's the thing. Schools now teach people what to think, not how to think.
Wikiwea, thanks for the call. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Do you need extra cash to buy gifts or just to pay all those extra bills during the holidays? Well, now you can get cash fast this holiday season with a personal loan for up to $5,000 right from your phone or PC at 79cash.com. How fast can you get your cash? Well, with 79cash.com, our lenders can have your cash at your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 79cash.com. And you can get the cash loan you need now. So if you need cash fast this holiday season to buy gifts or pay all those extra bills, go to 79cash.com and get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.